People who study the evolution of humans would like nothing better than to find the earliest creature on our family tree. The hard thing is how to tell it when you see it. Its skeleton would look more like an ape's than a modern human's. To lay claim to the title of earliest ancestor, the creature would also need to have some early human-like features, and perhaps an ability to tell better jokes than we just heard. In any event, now an international team says they've got a likely contender. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
French scientists dug up a bizarre skull 3 years ago in the African nation of Chad. They said it was an ancestral form of human, or hominid, dating back 7 million years. They called it Sahelanthropus chadensis. Skeptics questioned the discovery from the get-go. Its features were too primitive. The skull was also badly twisted and broken. The critics said it looked more like some kind of gorilla. In this week's issue of the journal Nature, French scientist Michel Brunet unveils more fossils from his original dig, 2 jawbones and some teeth. The team also made a computerized reconstruction of the skull to show what it would have looked like originally. They say these confirm their first claim, that this might just be the common ancestor of all hominids, the one that branched away from the ape line. Dan Lieberman, a paleoanthropologist at Harvard University who's a partner in the research, agrees.
It's clearly a hominid. It's got many features that you see in the human lineage that you don't see in the ape lineage.
Compared to apes, the Chad skull has smaller canine teeth, bigger and thicker molars, and a configuration that suggests the creature walked upright. That conclusion is likely to be contested. There aren't many fossils to work from, and the computer imaging technique has not been used in this way before. Scientists who've seen the fossils say it's too early to declare this the earliest ancestor, but they say the French team is getting close. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.